Hi there, folks. My name is Paul. Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for taking the time to come and join with me for this new series looking at the writings of Luke. So that will include the Gospel of Luke and then also the Acts of the Apostles. Now, there are a couple of reasons why I've chosen to do this and do it in the manner that I have. The first is simply this. I will often refer Luke and the book of Acts to new believers or those who are young in the faith, looking to get a foundation, an overview, a big picture, if you can, on the whole thing. And one of the reasons why I love Luke and the book of Acts is, well, if I take this entire book, 40-something different authors, 66 different books, all inspired by the Holy Spirit, absolutely, as we see from Scripture, but every single one of the authors, the men whose, you know, hand to quill, so to speak, to write these words, were Jewish, except Luke. And if you truly want to have a good, solid understanding of Scripture, Old Testament and New, you do need to have a reasonable understanding of both Jewish culture and Jewish history, but not Luke. Luke is what we learn to be a Gentile, meaning non-Jew. Well, that's me also. And so when I read things from Luke's point of view, they make more sense and are more easily able to, I guess, make their way in. And I get it. So what I'm looking to do today is to imagine you and I were perhaps sitting down with a tea or coffee, maybe a cool drink. And I want to do some snapshots, not a verse-by-verse deep Bible study, but a guided tour, if you would, through the Gospel of Luke, the life of Jesus, and then the book, the Acts of the Apostles, which is the start, the beginnings, the foundation of Christ's church. And as we go through these, we'll talk things through, step by step, little by little. And I hope to be able to do it in such manner, of course, pleasing unto God, and then through that we both get to enjoy the blessings of having this word revealed through to us. So let's get started. Luke chapter 1 and verse 1. Now I am going to be reading from the New King James Version, and in my Bible, I think this is a good way to structure it. I have little titles for different sections. So I'm going to go through section by section. Try and keep these to, 8 minutes, maybe 10 minutes on the outside, but to give you that overview, that snapshot for these different sections. And in the first one, we have a dedication. It says, dedication to Theophilus. So let's read now, and then we'll come back and have a look at some notes. Inasmuch as many have taken in hand to set in order a narrative of those things which have been fulfilled among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word delivered them to us. It seemed good to me also, Luke writes, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write to you an orderly account, most excellent Theophilus. So he's writing this to someone. Verse 4, that you, meaning Theophilus, may know the certainty of those things in which you were instructed. Now, first note, you look at that, verses 1, 2, 3, and 4, that's one sentence. Whew, that's a whole chunk of Scripture. Here's something really interesting, and this is another reason why I love the book of Luke. That's the only time we see that kind of language. In the Greek, if you were, and I'm not a Greek scholar, I'm not going to try and be, but if you were to dig into that in the Greek, you will see that this is a very academic style of writing, very similar to the intellectuals and the philosophers of Greek society. Just those four verses, one sentence. But the rest of the book of Luke and the rest of the Acts of the Apostles are not like that, thank goodness, because that's a mouthful. But in it we see two different things. I can imagine Luke writing this for Theophilus. We'll come to him in just one moment. Just said, yes, I'm going to write this in such manner that you can understand. And me, we learn from Scripture, Luke is a physician, a doctor of the time. Very, very intellectual, very academic. And he begins writing like this. But we know also from Scripture that all Scripture is inspired by the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit goes, hang on. I need somebody else to read this too. This is going to be preserved through time for generations to come. That's for you and me also. And so the rest of the language here is really quite simple in its structure and so much easier to understand. Praise God for that. But we have a look here. Inasmuch as many have taken to set in order a narrative of those things to come. Luke's writing this, and it's set about 30 years, or sorry, written, we believe, about around AD 60. So let's just say about 30 years, roughly, very roughly, after the crucifixion of Christ. And he already knows that there are many histories of the story, the narrative of Jesus being told. There's both a written tradition coming into play. There's both oral tradition also coming into play, the stories that are being told. He knows these things. And he sets about looking at them to write it in an orderly manner. He says, those things which have been fulfilled among us. So without question, throughout society, these are now known facts. These are things that are no longer sort of discussed as, you know, hyperbole. This is the story. And we'll see here from Luke the beginnings of the works and the life of Jesus and then the church. And as we go through that, we learn more of Luke. Now, one of the things which I love is, and we'll see this as we come to the book of Acts, chapter 16. The language in chapter 16 changes from third person, they did this, you know, they did that, to first person, we did this, we did that, or us. And we see here, verse 2, eyewitnesses and ministers of the word delivered them to us. He is, of course, writing this now 30-something years or so since the time of Jesus. We also see from Colossians chapter 4, who is Luke? Well, Paul, the Apostle Paul, wrote of him saying, beloved. He was committed. He was dedicated both to the work of the Lord, the ministry. He was also dedicated to the Apostle Paul, a physician and a minister to others and also assisting Paul along the way. We know from, I think it's in Philemon, that Luke was a constant companion. And then we also see in 2 Timothy chapter 4, where Paul says, only Luke is now with me, that Luke was there to the end. And this was written before Paul died, though likely not too much longer beforehand. And so we see here now also verse 2, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses, ministers to the word, delivered them, this is key, to us. So what Paul has done here is he's gone and spoken to those who were there from the beginning. Who was that? Well, this is the original apostles. And we'll also see, obviously, including Mary, mother of Jesus, because there's information in here not contained in other Gospels. We'll get to that shortly. And the reason he puts together is explained then in verse 3, it seemed good to him to write an orderly account for the most excellent Theophilus. Who's Theophilus? Well, we don't really know, but most common agreement is that Theophilus is probably a Roman nobleman, perhaps, and maybe at one time Luke was his physician, a servant, not a servant as in buy and sell, perhaps, but a servant to his household. But certainly Theophilus is someone of great stature in the community. And so he says, I'm going to write to you an account that makes sense, because there are so many others around. That's why we now have this beautiful account, step by step by step, which is why we're doing this video series. And then he says, verse 4, that you may know, you who? You, Theophilus, that you may know the certainty of those things in which you were instructed. Ah, so Theophilus has obviously come to the knowledge of Christ also, praise God. And now Luke is writing this, that he might give him more information about this beautiful faith. Our faith in our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, he who literally God in bodily form stepped down from heaven, subjected himself at the cross of Calvary for us, for the forgiveness of sins, that we might have faith and through it eternal life. Well, we're going to get to that very shortly, but thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to come and join with me. I pray you will continue along the journey. Let's grab a cup of tea. Let's grab some coffee, perhaps. Sit down, take a few notes, and go through this and learn more about our Lord and the foundations and the beginnings and the continuation of our Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.